Hola amigos! Are you looking for a way to practice even more Spanish and improve your Spanish fluency? Well, we're so excited to announce that Eat Your Spanish is now offering virtual Spanish lessons. Our virtual lessons are given by one of our amazing Eat Your Spanish teachers and are available to children of all ages and adults. Lessons can be one-on-one, with siblings, or even with family friends. Members of our virtual lesson program will also receive free downloads of every song and activity for each episode of the podcast, as well as an invitation to join Evan and me for our monthly Eat Your Spanish virtual get-together, where we sing, tell stories, talk, and hang out all together. If you're interested in finding out more information or signing up, you can write us at evanandvanessa@gmail.com or visit us at www.eatyourspanish.com and send us a message. We hope to hear from you soon. Now on with the show.
Hey friends, before we begin the third episode of our summer song series, we want to give a quick shout out to a few members of our Patreon familia.
That's right. We want to send out a big hola to our amigos Nora, Ada, and their perro, Winston. Hola, amigos! How is your all's verano or summer going? Have you all been able to play outside at all? Or go on any vacaciones? El verano is my favorite time of year to visit places like La Playa, or the beach, and jump into el océano. Well, whatever you all do during el verano, I hope that you have lots and lots of fun! And thanks again for all of your love and support of our show, and for being such wonderful listeners. That goes for you too, Winston.
And last but not least, we want to give a shout out to our amigas Juniper and her mama Savannah. Hola, amigas. I just noticed that you all live super close to Canada, which is where I was born. I wonder if you all ever take any trips to Canada. It's such a beautiful place up there. Michigan is also really beautiful, especially during El Verano. In fact, Vanessa and I used to travel up there at the end of every school year and visit Sleeping Bear Dunes. Have you all ever been up there before? It's a really magical place. Well, amigas, thank you all so much for your love and generous support of our show, and we hope to see you all at the next Eat Your Spanish virtual get-together.
That's all for now, amigos. Now on with the show.
Hello, friends.
Hola, amigos.
How are you?
¿Cómo están?
I'm so happy.
Estoy feliz.
To be with you.
A estar contigo.
Are you hungry?
¿Tienen hambre?
To sing and play.
A cantar y jugar.
'Cause on our menu.
Porque en el menu
es Spanish today.
Everybody sing.
Spinach?
No, I said Spanish.
Okay.
Eat your spinach with us today.
Eat your spinach!
With Evan.
And Vanessa. Hola, amigos.
Hey, friends. Me llamo Evan. My name's Evan.
Y me llamo Vanessa. And my name's Vanessa. We're so excited to share the third episode of our Eat Your Spanish Summer Song Series for the year 2023. Remember that playlist that Evan and I mentioned at the beginning of the Summer Song Series? If you still haven't downloaded or listened to it yet, you still can by clicking on one of the links in today's episode description. Well, today we're going to be featuring one of those songs. Any guesses which one it will be?
Let's see if you all were right. Drum roll, please.
Today's episode is going to be all about song número tres, or song number three in our summer song playlist. Disfruta la fruta by an amazing musician from Uruguay named Juan Waters. This is one of my favorite songs to listen to in el verano, or the summer, when lots of frutas are in season. I especially love the way this song captures the way fruta is grown and sold in lots of Spanish-speaking countries. First, we'll listen to the song together, and then I'll explain what the words of the song mean in English. And then finally, we get to listen one more time all together with all of the new information that we know about the song and what it means. Then at the very end, we'll pass over the microphone to Mrs. Elephant and Mr. Mouse so they can answer some questions from our Patreon supporters.
That sounds great, Vanessa. I can't wait.
Me neither. So amigos, la canción that we'll listen to today is a really sunny and happy song that is all about one of our favorite things to eat, frutas. This song is called Disfruta la Fruta, which is a Spanish rhyme that means enjoy the fruit. Evan, cue up the track.
All set, Vanessa. We hope you all enjoy the song, amigos.
Disfruta la fruta, un camión por la ruta te trajo a ti la fruta hoy. La fruta que trajo el camión, la fruta estoy disfrutando. Me gusta la manzana, la uva también, me gusta comer sandía, me gusta la ciruela también a mí, me gusta comer el melón. Disfruta la fruta, un camión por la ruta te trajo a ti la fruta hoy. Rica la fruta que trajo el camión, la fruta estoy disfrutando. Me gusta la pera y el higo también, me gusta comer mandarina, el mango naranja y el coco comer, me gusta también el limón. Un camión por la ruta te trajo a ti la fruta hoy. Rica la fruta que trajo el camión, la fruta estoy disfrutando. Disfruta la fruta, un camión por la ruta te trajo a ti la fruta hoy. Rica la fruta que trajo el camión, la fruta estoy disfrutando.
Welcome back, amigos. What a magical feeling. It really felt like I was in another world listening to that song. The way the music travels around perfectly captures what the words mean. I wonder if any of you amigos listening recognize any of the Spanish words. There are a couple frutas in there that we've heard before, all the way back in season 1 of Eat Your Spanish in the episode about frutas. Even if you didn't recognize the words, that's okay, I'm here to point them out to you. The song starts out with the chorus, or the part that repeats several times throughout the song. Those words are Disfruta la fruta, un camión por la ruta, te trajo a ti la fruta hoy. Rica la fruta que trajo el camión. La fruta estoy disfrutando. Which means, enjoy the fruit that the truck on the road brings you today. How delicious the fruit is that the truck brings. I am enjoying the fruit. In English, without the beautiful music, this song might sound a little repetitive, but I love the way these words travel along with the music, just like the truck that brings the fruit. I have so many memories of being a little niña and driving down the street in Ecuador with my Gramsy and Grampy, and making sure to go to certain street corners where my abuelos knew a truck would be parked selling a certain type of fruta, and then we would get so much fresh and delicious fruta right off the truck that brought it straight from the farm that it grew on. You can always taste the difference when you bite into a fruta that is fresh and ripe. It's a magical way to live. The rest of the song talks more about the kinds of frutas that the camiones have brought, and how much the singer loves to eat this specific fruta. The next part of the song goes like this. Me gusta la manzana, la uva también. Me gusta comer sandía. These words mean, I like the apple and the grape too. I like to eat watermelon. Then the song goes on. Me gusta la ciruela, también a mí. Me gusta comer el melón. Which means, I also like the plum. I like to eat melon. This is such a fun and playful song. It's like a little kid talking about the fruits they love. That's one thing I love about Juan Waters. Even though he's all grown up, he still has the heart of a child. And it's really clear to see that in the music that he makes. The next part of the song goes like this. Me gusta la pera y el higo también. Me gusta comer mandarina. Those words mean, I like pear and figs too. I like to eat mandarin oranges. Next, we hear these words. El mango naranja y el coco comer. Me gusta también el limón. Now the fruits are getting really tropical because these words mean orange, mango, and coconut too. I also like lemon. And then the last part of the song is just the chorus again, repeating twice. I love the way the song fades out at the end, almost like the camión is heading back home for the noche, and then mañana it'll load back up and bring more frutas back for everyone.
Wow, Vanessa, this song really has me craving all of these amazing frutas. Now that we all know what the words mean, can we listen to la canción one more time?
Of course we can. We hope you all enjoy.
Disfruta la fruta, un camión por la ruta te trajo a ti la fruta. Rica la fruta que trajo el camión, la fruta estoy disfrutando. Me gusta la manzana, la uva también. Me gusta comer sandía. Me gusta la ciruela también a mí. Me gusta comer el melón. Disfruta la fruta, un camión por la ruta te trajo a ti la fruta. La fruta estoy disfrutando. Me gusta la pera y el higo también. Me gusta comer mandarina, el mango naranja y el coco comer. Me gusta también el limón. Disfruta la fruta, un camión por la ruta te trajo a ti la fruta hoy. Rica la fruta que trajo el camión, la fruta estoy disfrutando. Disfruta la fruta, un camión por la ruta te trajo a ti la fruta hoy. Rica la fruta que trajo el camión, la fruta estoy disfrutando.
So nice, amigos. Muchas gracias for listening to Disfruta la Fruta by Juan Waters with us. Now you can disfrutar your fruta in Espanol too. Do you, amigos, have a favorite fruta? It's so hard to choose. My favorite fruta is a fruta tropical, or a tropical fruit. It's a fruta that I loved eating in Ecuador when I was a kid. It's called granadilla.
Oh, I remember granadilla. You introduced me to that fruta when we went on the trip to Ecuador so many years ago. ¡Qué rico! I think my favorite fruit changes depending on which estación it is, or depending on which season it is. But during el verano, mi fruta favorita es la sandía, or watermelon.
¡Yum, qué rico! Sandía es muy deliciosa. Well, amigos, now that we've listened to our song, there's only one thing left to do. Time to hear from one of our special listeners. Mrs. Elephant, Mr. Mouse, are you ready to share a special question?
We sure are, Vanessa. Hola, amigos. It's time to reveal today's special listener. Mrs. Elephant, cue the drum roll.
Oh, sorry, amigos. I couldn't resist. Here's the real drum roll.
Nice one, Mrs. Elephant. Today's special listener is... Aurora! All the way from Calgary, Canada. Oh, so that's why you did the goose honk sound effect. Very clever, Mrs. Elephant.
Hooray!
Aurora, what is your question?
Hi, my name is Aurora from Calgary, Alberta, and I'm wondering how to say watch in Spanish.
What a great question, Aurora! I just had a big old time going out to the mall to try and replace my watch band that broke, and I couldn't for the life of me find one that would fit properly. Then Mr. Mouse had a wonderful idea. He suggested we go to TJ Maxx and find some discount belts, and lo and behold, I finally found one that fits my delicate wrist. When you have elephant wrists, watches can be kind of hard to come by. That's why it helps to have a friend like Mr. Mouse who has such a creative mind. Mr. Mouse, I sure love how you think outside the box.
Aw, thanks, Mrs. Elephant. I love how fashionable you look with your new watch.
Well, shucks, Mr. Mouse. Thank you big time. You are just making my day. Hold on a second. I bet if I hold my watch up to the microphone, you can hear it ticking.
Mrs. Elephant, do you remember how to say watch in Spanish?
Oh, I think so. Isn't it reloj?
You got it! Let's all say it together. Reloj.
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 Reloj. Great work, amigos! And thanks again, Aurora, for your wonderful question. Now it's time for us to sing one more song together.
The goodbye song!
That's right. We hope y'all will sing along with us.
That's your sleep when I'm ego.
Goodbye, my good friend.
Hasta luego.
See you later.
See you later, my good friend.
Adios, amigos. Goodbye, friends.
Hasta luego. See you later.
Thanks for listening to the Eat Your Spanish podcast. You can support our podcast by visiting patreon.com/eatyourspanish or by subscribing to it and leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, or on the web at eatyourspanishpodcast.com. Thanks for listening. Adios.